Yes, that's right. Nita, last Thursday was Are You OK Day, and in response to a number of suicides within the Jewish community, Jewish Care has launched the first ever Jewish Suicide Prevention Strategy Project. Now, Nita, over a two-year time frame, this project will roll out mental health first aid and suicide prevention training to organizations and to general community members. And importantly, the initiative will educate the community in factors related to suicidal behavior and to teach community members that it's okay to talk about suicide. Now, federal member for Berowra, Julian Lisa, spoke at the launch of this project. He said it's very important for Jews to play a leading role in suicide prevention. He said that life is central to the concept of Judaism. He says the Book of Devarim exhorts us to choose life, and that the Talmud teaches us that we have a responsibility to save the lives of others. Now, this new group will be driven by Jewish Care, and leading the committee will be Isabel Shapiro, who says there is nothing more important than saving a life, and she hopes that suicide will be more easily spoken about and that the signs are recognized. Nita, it's a very important story. Our front cover this week, Tackling the Taboo, the Jewish Suicide Prevention Strategy, has been launched.
Well, Evan, I didn't know that it is a problem within the Jewish community.
Yeah, Nita, our community is certainly not immune to suicide. I spoke this week to Diane Gadd, and she is the mother of a daughter who committed suicide in 2005, and she welcomed this initiative. Diane Gadd said it only takes 1 minute to respond to someone who is struggling. 1 minute, one word of kindness can make a difference. And Diane Gadd actually spoke at an event last Thursday at the Sydney Opera House to mark Are You OK Day. So it's a very important story.
Evan, another story, Mount Sinai College is hoping to raise $8 million to rejuvenate its facilities.
Yeah, that's right. It's an ambitious target, Nita. They're hoping to raise $8 million. As you said, the school has been awarded JCA's annual capital appeal to raise money for a new central hub and arrival area at the school, which incorporates a cultural entrance and informal gathering and learning spaces, as well as remodeled learning clusters, a new library, new specialist learning center, communal kitchen. It's all happening. They're hoping to raise a massive $8 million. As I said, JCA CEO Bruce Goldsmith said the organization is excited to see Mount Sinai's campaign get underway. He says the Mount Sinai Capital Appeal is an excellent opportunity for our whole community to get behind one of our most innovative JCA constituents. So we wish them all the very best as they hope to raise that figure.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, just before Rosh Hashanah, it's a time for reflection, but it seems that there's so many stories about conflict within the community.
Yeah, there are quite a few conflicts going on at the moment here in Australia. Relates to same-sex marriage, this latest clash of rabbis in Melbourne, a Rabbinical Council of Victoria member actually quit the body's executive, and the president of the organization apologized within days of an RCV statement urging people to vote against same-sex marriage in the upcoming postal surveys. Now, 2 days after this controversial statement was released, Caulfield Hebrew Congregations Rabbi Ralph Genendi quit the Rabbinical Council of Victoria executive, and only hours later, the RCV president, Rabbi Daniel Rabin, apologized to the community, saying that the RCV should not have told people how to vote and refrain from making a divisive statement. He added that the statement caused immense anger and pain and has alienated many who already feel isolated within the community.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, it's very interesting that just weeks after promising to look into the prospect of establishing an Australian diplomatic presence in Jerusalem, our Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has ruled out the possibility.
She has indeed, yeah. She was addressing the Zionist Federation of Australia's 90th anniversary plenary in Canberra last week, and she said that she had explored this option of opening an Australian diplomatic presence in Jerusalem, and she ruled the option out, citing cost and priority. She also ruled out moving Australia's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, warning that it would be a potentially harmful escalation of tensions and an unilateral action. Now, Julie Bishop was one of several high-profile guests addressing the Zionist Federation plenary in Canberra. The conference also heard from outspoken Israeli MK Mirav Micheli, who came out swinging on a number of topics. Now, she was speaking about a two-state solution and said that it is a matter of political will, both on the Palestinian side, but make no mistake, also on the Israeli side. She said that the only time that Israel had actual political will to work towards a solution was with Yitzhak Rabin and the Oslo Accord. She also spoke about same-sex marriage, and we have a full one-page interview with Mirav Micheli in this week's edition of The Jewish News.
Evan, another story, and it is your story. It's really good news to observant Jews in Sydney's southeast about the new roof. I didn't even know it was coming.
Yeah, that's right. It's up and running. Very exciting news for observant residents in the southeast. They can finally carry on Shabbat after it was announced that the area's long-awaited Erev has just become operational. Now, this new Erev connects to the existing Bondi Erev. It's a much-needed development for the area, particularly for young families. And obviously, this news has been met with much excitement from local rabbis. We spoke to Rabbi Gestetner from Kuji Synagogue and Rabbi Friedman from Maruva, and both were extremely happy about this news. So there's finally an Erev in the southeast, making Jewish life a lot easier for observant residents.
Can you give us details what suburbs are connected now?
Yeah, well, this Erev, it starts at the southern end of the Bondi Erev and it continues until Maroubra Road. In Maroubra, it encompasses, obviously, Kuji and Maroubra Synagogue. You have Montefiore there, also Prince of Wales Hospital. So now you can carry items that are needed to those who are sick in hospital or those who are in a nursing home. So it's a much-needed development for the area.
And even before you go, I would like to mention the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, New South Wales annual dinner. That was a very big event with more than 850 people attended the Royal Randwick Racecourse last week to enjoy the annual dinner. Who were the speakers?
Well, Nita, they had two very high-profile speakers come out for this dinner. They had the former Mossad director, Tamir Pardo, and also Dan Shapiro, who is the former U.S. ambassador to Israel, two very big names addressing the Jewish community at the JNF annual dinner in Sydney. And Dan Shapiro, the former U.S. ambassador, he spoke of the nature of the relationship between his then boss, Barack Obama, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said, like any human relationship, it went through various stages, but for the most of their time together, it was much better than people thought. So some very interesting insights from both men who came out to Australia for this dinner. You can read what they had to say in this week's edition of The Jewish News.
Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much. Shana Tova, and have a great week.